I wonder what you gave up for Lent. I gave up traveling for Lent. I had no choice because I couldn't afford to travel either. I think the most exotic country that I ever visited is National City. But I'm just wondering, how many of you have been to the Great Pyramids in Egypt? Only one. Over there too, a few. How about Westminster Abbey in London? Wow, a lot more. How about Taj Mahal in India? That's a few. That's nice. Want to buy me a ticket one of these days? But did you know what these places have in common? These three? Do you know? What? Lots of tourists, right? Yeah, they are, because people go there by the thousands. They go visit these places. And you know what they're actually visiting? These buildings are just tombs. They're burial sites, isn't it? They're mausoleums. They house or they're the burial site of kings and pharaohs and famous people and poets and philosophers and all of these, except for the Taj Mahal, because the Taj Mahal is actually the mausoleum of one of India's Shahs, his favorite wife, all right? Some people have favorite wives. Isn't that something? But these are just burial places. And you know what? There is another burial place. It's in Jerusalem. There is a tomb there. And people from all over the world in millions go there and they have visited this place. It's called the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. And guess what? When they go there, they look in the tomb and it's empty. In fact, when you go there, there's a big sign at the entrance of the Holy Sepulchre and it says, "He is not here." And we celebrate today because he is not there. Isn't that something? It's beautiful, beautiful. As the Gospel of St. John today begins with the story of the empty tomb, the resurrection story, it begins with the empty tomb. In fact, do you know that the only physical, tangible evidence of the resurrection of Jesus is only one? Do you know what that is, right? The empty tomb. That's it. That's all we have as evidence of his resurrection. I don't know about you, but if I were the public relations manager of Jesus, I would have done it really completely different. I would have sent out ads on YouTube, Google, everything. I would have all thousands of people stand outside of Jesus' tomb on that day on Easter Sunday. There'll be CNN, ABC, Fox News, you know, the La Mesa Courier. I would probably have, a band, karaoke maybe. I will have maybe Lady Gaga sing her song, Judas. Or Bruno Mars, you know, singing Locked Out of Heaven, maybe. It will be a worldwide event, streaming videos, that when Jesus emerges from his tomb on the resurrection day, there will not be a single person who can deny the resurrection of Christ, right? Because as of today, did Jesus do that? No. Instead, he left us only with an empty tomb. What a public relations nightmare it is. Especially for us priests, right? You know, I feel like the CEO of United Airlines. Sorry about that. No wonder so many people do not believe in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. They don't. Try explaining that to Jesus today, that he resurrected, he died, and he came back to life. Try making an atheist believe that. Very tough, really is. Even among Christians, there was a Christian, a Catholic actually, who wrote to a priest because, you know, it's about the doubts about the resurrection. She wrote, "Dear Father Chuck, one of my co-workers who is also a preacher, tells me that Jesus didn't really die on the cross. He just fainted. And his disciples revived him a few days later. What do you think?" Sincerely, bewildered. Father Chuck replied, "Dear bewildered, why don't you take your co-worker, beat him with barbed wire, nail him to a cross, hang him for 6 hours under the sun, then stab him with a spear at his side, and put him in an airless tomb for 36 hours, and see what happens." Sincerely, Father Chuck. So why the empty tomb? Why the empty tomb? That's the only thing, really. And we ask, why? And you know, when we really think about it, it's very consistent to what God does, right? We all know God writes straight with crooked lines. And even Isaiah says, His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our own. He's completely different in many sense to us. So it's just consistent that God would only leave us such a very scant evidence of the resurrection of Jesus, where people would demand scientific proof, a video, a picture, whatever it is. God says, just believe, because that's what I say. Just believe. And that's exactly why, for us here today, the resurrection is real, because we have faith. We believe that Jesus rose from the dead. That is the best thing for today. Because the resurrection indeed is not a scientific phenomenon. It is in fact a spiritual reality that can only be perceived, can only be touched or heard or experienced by people who have faith. Faith is very important. Now you know why CNN wasn't invited. Now you know why Jesus did not appear to Pontius Pilate. Did not appear to the Pharisees or the scribes, because they did not have faith. So in a sense, the resurrection is truly a very exclusive event reserved only for people who believe in Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful that you are one of those invited to be a part of the resurrection of Jesus? And our faith tells us that Easter is the greatest miracle of our Lord Jesus. It is. True or false? Easter is more important, greater than Christmas itself. True or false? Trolls? Yeah, you knew it was going to be true, right? Of course it's true. Yeah, Christmas might be important, but what use is Jesus being born as a human being only to die just like everybody else, right? Easter proves that Jesus is God. He died because he was truly human. But he rose again because he is truly God. And because he is God, we can always believe and trust in him when he says, "Those who believe in me shall never perish but have eternal life." And we can always trust in that. So, you want to experience the resurrected Christ? Don't go to Jerusalem. Don't go to the Holy Land and visit the Holy Sepulchre, because you know what? He's not there. He's not in a tomb. Where can you find him today? Right here. Right here. In the Blessed Sacrament. The real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, he is here among us and in our communion as the body of Christ. This is Christ nowadays, the resurrected people of God. And when we live as resurrection people, we do what Jesus has asked us to do, we follow his commands, then we become not just empty tombs, but witnesses that Jesus is truly alive and well and with us today. Can you guys say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I will go to Mass every Sunday. I give up on you guys. No, just kidding.